This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Rick Sincere joins me live in studio. He is chairman of the city's electoral board. Now, y'all have been meeting over the last few days, and this is news that we are breaking here. We're the only ones who have it. It's very exciting. Looks like you're going to redraw all the precincts for Charlottesville and add two new voting precincts. Is that right?
Well, that's what it's looking at like right now. You'll recall that last week when I was on your program, I said that the advisory committee on reprecincting had met and developed a plan for 9 precincts. Currently, Charlottesville has 8 precincts. It looks like we've had 8 precincts for almost 100 years, certainly going back to the 1920s. And the precincts that we have now have not been redrawn since probably the late 1960s, early 1970s. We don't have any records. But we met again immediately after the program last Thursday, and we looked at the census numbers, gave a fresh look to it. We had spent a few days pondering it, and we realized that under the 9-precinct plan, we might have to come back and do it again in a few years, and we want to avoid doing that. So we're going to meet next week and start from scratch and see if we can devise a 10-precinct plan, which would add 2 precincts to the city of Charlottesville. That would mean at least 2 new polling places in addition to those that are moving around for other reasons. And it's an exciting process because we get to look at all the census data and move things around.
Yeah. And that really is, we're talking with Rick Sincere, it's 411. That really is the significance of this whole thing, is that voters in Charlottesville this year could find themselves in new precincts for the very first time in generations, and also voting in new places for the first time in as many years.
Right. And we're trying to find suitable polling places as often as we can. We try to use public buildings like schools. There might be some other private facilities that we'll use.
Yeah.
Alumni Hall, for instance, is a private facility, but it's one of our biggest precincts now, or might be one of our biggest precincts. But it's got a great room where people can vote. There's plenty of space available.
Yeah. Rick, tell us who in Charlottesville might find themselves this year in an all-new voting precinct.
It looks like mostly on the southern side of town. We'll probably be dividing the current Jefferson Park precinct into 2, we're reconnecting Alumni Hall precinct with Venable precinct and then dividing it again. And the Venable precinct is going to be very small geographically, perhaps only about 8 square blocks.
Because there's so many people that live in there.
Yeah, a lot of people live there and a lot of registered voters. So it's not so much the raw census figures that tell us we might have to come back and do this again if we don't do it right this time. It's because Charlottesville has such a high rate of registered voters. And we're anticipating that in some of the precincts that are just on the brink of being too big and therefore triggering the state law that requires us to split the precinct into 2, is that we have so many registered voters in places like Venable Precinct and Alumni Hall and Jefferson Park that, you know, we might have, say, 5,000 people living there. But of those 5,000, almost 4,300 are registered to vote. And that's just an astounding number.
Yeah. And a lot of people to try to get through one voting place in just a few hours on one day.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. It's a lot of people to process. And we've got Tonsler Park Precinct, which has traditionally been rather small. Suddenly there's a lot of development going on in the neighborhood, and we might be adding 800, 900 voters there over the next 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're straining the facility.
So before we let you go, remind us again of how this process works and where we are in this process as Charlottesville looks at, you know, completely redrawing its precincts, its voting precincts for the first time in decades, and adding new precincts as well.
Well, basically, as I mentioned, there's an advisory committee that was put together. It includes representatives of the Democratic and Republican parties, a couple of former elected officials, representatives of the League of Women Voters, the University of Virginia, the Registrar's Office, several election officials. We are coming up with proposals, recommendations that we're going to take to City Council at their second meeting in the month of March. I think it's March 23rd, but don't quote me on that. And And then city council has responsibility for either accepting one of our recommendations or making changes to the recommendations. And then there will be a public hearing where any member of the voting public can come and talk to city council and tell them what they think about it. And then the city council has to pass an ordinance. After the ordinance is passed, we have to be approved by the Department of Justice because Virginia is still under the Voting Rights Act jurisdiction.
A lot of hoops to go through
right
here.
Yeah. And the idea is we have to be ready in time for the November election and also in time for all of the dates that come before that in terms of when absentee voting starts, which is 45 days before the election.
And there's primaries too, right?
Yeah, well, we're not likely to have a primary here in Charlottesville because neither of the two political parties have said that they are going to have a primary. There doesn't seem to be anyone who's planning on challenging David Toscano or Cree Deeds for the nomination in the Democratic Party in the General Assembly. The Democratic Party has announced that they're going to have what's called a firehouse primary to find their candidates for city council and local offices. And the Republicans will probably have a mass meeting if they're going to nominate candidates for local offices. So we're not worried about a primary so much, but that date still is important in terms of filing to run for office if you're an independent.
Yeah, yeah.
And we need to know where people are going to be running and where people are going to be
voting.
So
these lines could be drawn then by summer.
Oh, absolutely, by summer. We're hoping to have an ordinance passed by late April so we can take it to the Department of Justice. They have 60 days to approve it or reject it.
Rick Sincere is chairman of the city's electoral board. Rick, thank you very much for the update.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
News you heard here first. Charlottesville is looking at having possibly two new voting precincts and lines completely redrawn for the existing precincts. We'll be following that story for you here on News Radio 1070 WINA.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.